This is Jimmy and Angelo. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Jimmy and Angelo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Swizz it.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
It's ESPN Sports Radio 1300-92.5. Jimmy and Angelo, we are back with you 9 to 11 every day, and not every day, every Sunday. Got ahead of myself. I'm excited. 10 o'clock is the NFL Power Hour.
Power Hour.
Every Sunday.
And we like to see that song right there, Bring 'Em Out. Mm-hmm. That is one that if I was walking to for a UFC fight and walk into the ring, Bring 'Em Out.
Yeah.
And that's why we've got our ringer here from Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Of the Cincinnati Choir. We got Tyler Dragon because we like to start off with Bengals talk. That's our local team. Mm-hmm. I cover them. We play Cincinnati Bengals game, every Cincinnati Bengals game on 92.1 of classic rock here at LM Communications. But we got to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to give you a quarter poll point, a halfway check-in with Tyler,
yeah.
3/4 of the way in the season, and then we'll do a season review. So pretty much every 4 weeks you can expect to hear this voice on your radio dial here at 1300 AM, 92.5 FM. This is Tyler Dragon of the Cincinnati Inquirer. Tyler, how are you doing this Sunday morning?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah, and I do like the Bring 'Em Out song, so that was a good intro.
That's a good hype song.
It is.
Love it.
It's one of the absolute best.
That was our locker room hype song in high school.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of hype songs, Cincinnati's going to need one today against there, even though Arizona's not that great, you know, but before we get on to that game, they need a hype song for the entire season, Tyler.
Yeah, they need to find one.
They need to find something. This is your, you know, first year on the beat with Cincinnati. You've been through training camp in the preseason. Through your first 4 weeks around the Bengals during the regular season, what do you take away from this football team?
Well, they are still trying to figure themselves out, whether they want to be in rebuild mode or if they believe that they are still a couple pieces away from making themselves a contender in the AFC North. In my opinion, they need to really embrace rebuilding. They're a long ways away, I believe, to being a playoff team and competing at the highest level. Their defensive line, that's the strength of their football team. But other than that, there are a lot of pieces away from being one of those top 10 NFL teams. Obviously, Joe Mixon's one of the best running backs in the AFC and all of football. But you have A.J. Green, who's out. Andy Dalton, the jury's still out on him, but for me, he's a middle-tier quarterback. And then your entire defense besides your defensive line isn't all that great. So for me, I believe the Bengals should embrace rebuilding and maybe be active in the trade deadline and try to get some more draft picks, because they're still a long ways away from being the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, and even the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is Tyler Dragon of the Cincinnati Inquirer on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, 92.5, Jimmy and Angelo. And Tyler, you mentioned there's a couple of players that you see them trading out. Now, what players do you think that you think that have the most value, or that you think should be prime trade candidates for the Bengals?
Well, I mean, obviously I would say AJ, but I believe it's twofold, because AJ Green, he obviously likes Cincinnati and he spent his entire career here, and I can see him wanting to stay. But then on the other side of that coin, I mean, do you want to compete for championships? Do you want to be a playoff contender? So that's the Bengals' biggest trade asset. Do I believe they'll trade AJ Green? No, that's not in Mike Brown's DNA. But he's your biggest trade asset. And so, I mean, it doesn't have to be like a huge blockbuster player like that, but you could trade, you know, a guy that might not be playing that much, and then get, you know, some late round or mid round pick, just because you need to start getting some more draft capital, because that, if that's the direction you want to go. But I don't know if the Bengals realize that that is probably the best route to go. But the next couple weeks will be interesting to see if the Bengals can get a couple wins here. But if they don't win today, then you can see pretty much the bottom falling out of this season, because, I mean, next week they play the Baltimore Ravens, and nobody really expects them to win that game. And then you got Jacksonville, who's, you know, a pretty good team.
They're tough.
So, yeah, there's some tough games coming up for the Bengals, and already at 0-4, I mean, the season could start to spiral out of control if you don't get a win here today.
Yeah. Now, Tyler, there's a receiver for the Bengals that has gotten a lot of talk this week, more specifically in the fantasy realm of things, but with John Ross out with the shoulder injury and A.J. Green still not back, you've got Tyler Boyd, but Auden Tate of Florida State is a guy that's gotten a lot of talk. He's a big receiver, 6'5", 230. What have you seen and what are you hearing? What are, like, the just the talk around the locker room, how excited is the coaching staff to kind of release Auden Tate to the world?
Yeah, well, he had a pretty good game last week and the week before in Buffalo. He's going to be their ex receiver, so he's taking the place of A.J. Green, and he's going to get some targets. I mean, Tyler Boyd will get the bulk of Andy Dalton's targets.
Right.
So if you're the owner, then I would start Tyler Boyd if you have him on your team.
Yeah.
But for all those jump balls and in the red zone, the Bengals are terrible in the red zone, but when they do get time in the red zone, I know Andy Dalton is going to look Auden Tate's way, because he is a big target. He has a good catch radius for Andy Dalton, and he, at 6'5", he can go up and get those balls that Andy Dalton throws in the red zone.
Auden Tate, along with Damian Willis and Tyler Boyd, it's kind of... that's kind of it for the receiving core, unless Cody Core has been called. Has Cody Core been elevated from the practice squad?
Well, they have Alex Erickson.
Alex Erickson. I forget about Alex Erickson sometimes.
Yeah, he is going to take John Ross's place at receiver. And, I mean, he's not the deep threat John Ross is, but he's a more of a possession receiver.
Yeah.
So that's
the
a report.
The bad thing about that, don't have really a receiver on the outside or in Boyd that can take the top off of the defense. So there might not be a lot of explosive plays by the Bengals today. You're going to see a lot of passes, maybe 25 yards and in, because you don't have that vertical threat anymore with John Ross out and obviously no A.J. Green.
And that's Tyler Dragon saying that if you are in a full point PPR league, Alex Erickson should be on your radar. Tyler, you being around the team for what you've been, I got to say, I really agree with you on the rebuild. I think it's been too long. After the playoff run was really over from 2011 to 2015, that was kind of your height. They pretty much, it's like running back the hits that don't, that people aren't into anymore. Yeah. You know, they were hits during the time, but they weren't classics.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, you say the defensive line's the strength. That's fair, because you've got Geno Atkins, you got Carlos Dunlap, you've got Andrew Billings, you've got Carl Lawson, Sam Hubbard, all these guys. You got all these names there, but it doesn't make a difference on the bottom line. So really, you don't have like much of a strength anywhere except maybe tight end. They do have a lot of tight ends that utilizing 11 personnel as much as they do, but yeah, so do you have any thoughts on guys before we move on? Do we have any thoughts on guys that you think are, like, who are Tyler Dragon's blue chippers? Guys that you think, give me about three guys that you think that if they were going to do a complete teardown and rebuild, that you absolutely have to keep on the team.
Joe Mixon, I think he's the best player, especially healthy player in offense. I would keep William Jackson, the cornerback, and I would probably keep Jesse Bates.
I think I agree with all three of those in a lot of ways. And then, you know, we haven't seen Jonah Williams play, so we don't really have an idea for that.
Yeah, and, you know, Jonah Williams was going to be one of my picks, but since we haven't seen him play, I mean, the jury's still out on him. I'm picking Joe Mixon for obvious reasons. I mean, it's hard to get. I mean, everybody says running backs, you can get a dime a dozen, but I don't believe that. Especially, there are few running backs that you can trust handing off 20-plus times a game. Joe Mixon is one of those running backs.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, because nobody... Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, and then on the defensive side, I mean, it's a pass-happy NFL. So, cornerback, defensive back, safety, you want to make sure that you're strong in that area. William Jackson, I believe, is the Bengals' best cornerback. And then Jesse Bates, he has the potential to be one of those Pro Bowl caliber safeties. So that's why those three are the three players that I would build around if I were the Bengals.
And I think what I was saying about the running back position is that I think a lot of people don't account for that running back is just as much of a player on a team as any other position. Now, some can be valued more than others, like quarterback, pass rusher, left tackle, fine. But finding a great player at a position is just as important as finding a great player at any other position, and it helps your football team because they are one of the 22 or one of the 11 on offense that help make it go. It's up to you whether you choose to do this or not. I know you got a lot of people on your ears waiting for you. You know, to you know, slip up. We got to go after Tyler. But who are you taking in this game, Arizona or Cincinnati?
I'm taking the Cardinals because the Bengals have to win a game for me to be able to pick them. They still haven't shown me the ability to put a complete game together and to win. And I know another argument will say, well, the Cardinals haven't won either. They have showed me the ability to tie.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And, you know, I just think right now the Cardinals are playing a little bit better football than the Bengals. And the Bengals are still trying to find themselves. And John Ross's injury and him being out affects the Bengals more than a lot of people believe, because a lot of defenses now are going to stack the box because they know no receiver on the Bengals roster can beat them over the top. When you stack the box, that's going to affect the running game. And the Bengals haven't shown the ability to run the football either. They rank last in NFL rushing. So when you can already take the running game out the way and no receiver can beat you over the top, it's going to be tough for the Bengals offense, I believe, to get going, even for a bad team like the Arizona Cardinals.
And Jimmy, just so you know, Tyler worked in Dallas last year as one of the beat writers for the Dallas Cowboys. And he has to know that I'm a Green Bay Packers fan at heart and that Green Bay's taking this game at AT&T because Dallas just rents AT&T Stadium from Green Bay because Green Bay owns them there. Dallas has only beat Green Bay once this new century, and only once in Dallas. That was 2007. So
you've been holding that in, Jimmy.
It's time. It's time to take back the crown. But Tyler, we know you got to go soon. You got a big day ahead of you. But we also know that you're new to Cincinnati, right? You just moved here recently for the job with the Cincinnati Enquirer. So we want to kind of, you know, ingratiate you into the Cincinnati culture. We're going to do this every time that you come on the show. We're going to ask you questions about Cincinnati. And I think by the end of the season, we can call you a true Cincinnatian.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Tyler, are you ready for our five questions about the city of Cincinnati that you need to know?
Okay. Well, I think I'm ready. I might fail, though.
All right. Tyler, here's your first question. From 1970 to 1976, the Cincinnati Reds won two World Series. These teams are affectionately known as what?
Wow. Pete Rose was on that team. So I know Pete Rose was on that team. And Joe Morgan, right? Is that correct?
These are facts, yes.
These are.
I don't know the name of the team. I know a couple of the
players. Oh, no.
This is what we're here for, though.
This is why we're here. We tried to lobby a softball for the first one. So the answer is the Big Red Machine. The Big Red Machine is the name of those Cincinnati fans. It's the most popular Cincinnati team in any sport in the history of that city. That is the first question. All right, 0 for 1, but that's why we got four more.
We're warming you up.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we've got the next one, all right? The Ohio River is the blank largest river in the United States. This is sized by discharge volume. Where's the rank of the Ohio River in the United States?
Can I just say top five?
No, you can't. You have to give us...
But I would say that it is in the top five somewhere. How about that?
Well, Jimmy, I guess you can help with that. Yes, it is in the top five, but you have to give us a placement.
Third.
So close. So close.
That is. I liked how you coughed. I didn't know why you coughed, but I like that. No, it is incorrect. The Ohio River is second in discharge volume. Only the Mississippi is greater.
See, I'm learning some things here, too, because I did not personally know that.
All right.
Well, I'm learning things, too. So
that's all right. This is what we're here for, because we want you to fit in with Cincinnati, and you've got to know this. Even us as Lexingtonians, as we are called, and if we're not, I'm from here. I can call us whatever I want.
Yeah.
But as people from Lexington, Kentucky, we know a little bit about Cincinnati because it's kind of, you know, it's kind of our big city. We want to take it. We're going to take it from Ohio eventually in a small civil war.
Yeah,
we will do that at some point. But Tyler, Jimmy has the next question for you, sir. Are you ready?
Well, yes, I'm ready.
Cincinnati was settled largely by indigenous people, except for this nationality of Europeans. What nationality is it?
German.
Tyler. That is correct.
That's correct.
All right. We're on the board.
We got you.
I'm good at history, so I know.
They actually have the largest Oktoberfest celebration in the country because of that.
Wow.
So, all right. We're on a roll now. We got on the board.
We are about to be on a streak. Is one a streak, or do you have to do two to be a streak?
Two is a streak. Three is a trend.
Okay, you have a chance to get on a streak here. Are you are you ready for the next question, sir?
I'm ready. I'm feeling more confident now.
There we go. You got a little bit of the confidence, but let's go with this one. Cincinnati's city nickname is this, which is also shared by another Eastern American city.
Queen City, and I believe it's shared with Charlotte?
Wow.
Both of those are correct.
That's a double.
That wasn't even Charlotte wasn't even necessary.
I get bonus. That's two.
Okay, now Tyler, you do not make the rules to our game. We are the ones conducting this game. You get a point for the Queen City. You got that. So you're currently batting 500, which is close to Joey Votto's career average. Don't look that up. But we have
now, one
here's
more
the thing. We have one
I've
more.
I've got confidence in you in this.
I now, you know what? I didn't want him to do this well. It was supposed to progressively. Now the guy's knocking it out of the park. So I'm not sure how I feel about this, but let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and give him the last one here. All right, we ready?
Question number five. Who was the disgraced mayor of Cincinnati in the 1970s who went on to be a TV personality?
Oh, wow. I should know this, but I don't. I don't think I know this one, so I'm gonna have to pass on this one. I can't even guess. I don't know.
Wow, the week out with the pass. You could have guessed anybody. It could have been anybody. Well,
there's a lot of people that it could have been, so that would have been a very random guess. So from 1971 to 1974, Jerry Springer was actually the mayor of Cincinnati.
You know what? I did hear that.
And then there are some things that happened with some stuff, and then he was forced to resign in 1974. We won't get into all that. But yes, before the Jerry Springer fame, he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
So you know, somebody said that when I first moved here, and I forgot. So, yeah.
Well, I'll give him 2.5 points for this.
No, see, you're too kind. I'm giving him two.
I should get a bonus for the Queen City question because I got the city.
Wait,
and
who are I'll give Tyler him a, Dragon? Who are you to tell us what you should and shouldn't get bonus points?
I would at least give him a half a point because that was impressive to know that one too. It's not a Cincinnati thing, but that's impressive.
You know what, Jimmy? I mean, we'll go with 2.25 2.25. I think 2.25, you should only get two. Okay. You get 2.25. So you finished below five. You got under half of them correct. But you know what, Tyler? I'll make it even better. Now, you got too many of these right because I was thinking you might get all of them wrong and we were going to give you the same questions every week. But now I'm going to keep the ones you got wrong. We're going to put new ones in next time we see, which is in 4 weeks. So hopefully you come prepared the night before you're in your Cincinnati history book.
And so you're going to keep the ones that I got wrong too.
Yeah, we'll do that for you. Yeah, we'll do that for you. That way you remember him and stuff. But Tyler, I hope you had as much fun as we did, man. I appreciate you coming on. And I will see you later today in Cincinnati for the Cardinals game.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That was Tyler Dragon of the Cincinnati Inquirer. You can listen to his podcast. You just go to the Inquirer, CincinnatiInquirer.com.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to actually look up the actual .com, but anybody can go into Google, just type in Cincinnati Inquirer.
Yes.
You go on there, you get everything covered. We need to make picks.
Yes, we do.
Today, I am taking... It's hurting myself.
Oh, no.
In the process in which I should be done. Because if my picks came true every week, Cincinnati would be 3-1.
Yeah.
And now they should be 4-1.
Yeah, but they're not. As we just heard from Tyler Dragon.
Because I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals today.
Well, that's...
They have to win eventually, Jimmy. They have to.
This is true. Well, I guess if we're just going to make our picks for that game, I'm taking the Cardinals in that one. I'm taking the Cardinals on the
You're
road.
Taking the
Kyler.
Cardinals?
I'm taking the Kyler Murray, David Johnson, and Fitzgerald.
They feel better, don't they?
They really do.
They feel like the better team.
They really do.
I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals. You don't have John Ross. You're going to be throwing out different looks. Mm-hmm. They'll probably use more tight ends. They're going to have ball control. They are at home. I'm talking myself into it in real time. We need to move on to our NFL power picks because I'm sounding less and less like it makes sense.
Yeah, so. I don't know if that's really going to make sense. So we'll get into this coming up. On Jimmy and Angelo. Angelo's cutting into my lead for NFL picks, but we're going to pick the NFL slate. It's Jimmy and Angelo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.